This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05 and it's Kelvin and Iman on the evening edition. For our first story, we're talking about fake holidays, or rather national or international days of celebration that are invented or made up for, well, a lot of different reasons. So we want to know, is there a fake holiday that you or someone you know that likes to celebrate, that you know you just enjoy participating in? You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 0187898899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
So we're talking about this because an article on The Atlantic asked why millions of people are eager to celebrate these fake holidays sponsored by corporations. So it gives the example of National Avocado Day, which is just one example of probably thousands of days which are not necessarily recognized by governments around the world, but still has massive financial implications.
You know, this kind of reminds me of Singles Day, that celebrated in China on the 11th of November. It's also something we celebrate locally. E-commerce websites, we usually have some sort of special deal going on. And, you know, it turns out last year, Alibaba made about 30.8 billion worth of sales within just 24 hours during Singles Day. And, you know, earlier, of course, we mentioned that today is just National Just Because Day. But I like to say something I just learned about today, and that's called a National Blame Someone Else Day. That's always celebrated apparently on the first Friday, the 13th of the year.
Blame Someone Day.
Yeah, Blame Someone Else Day. So that celebration is explanatory in the name. You don't have to say much more about it. And the rule is that you can blame someone else, but if you don't really feel like blaming another person, you can just blame things on something.
I mean, some of the days that exist are just ridiculous. Like, I remember reading something about National Talk Like a Pirate Day,
yeah,
which apparently started in 1995, and you just have to, like, talk like a pirate during that day and dress up. And again, businesses take advantage of days like these, and if I'm not mistaken, Krispy Kreme sort of...
Their donuts, right?
Yeah, they sell their donuts at a discount if you come in and dress up like a pirate. And it just shows that businesses or corporations would just take advantage of any occasion to sell their products. So, I mean, I'm not surprised if it's true that they created some of these days just as a way to you know, sort of like manipulate people into buying things, because it definitely is profitable. Because mm-hmm. earlier you mentioned Singles Day, which is celebrated in China and made tons of money for Alibaba. And it's the same case for Black Friday as well.
Yeah.
Last year, companies made like 6 billion in online sales. And it just shows the scale of like how it's just a good opportunity for businesses to start selling their products on these days.
I think the idea of associating for brands themselves to associate with a day is because, you know, it's non-political and it's something that they can just generate brand attention for even without really doing much, right? They could be selling candy, and then they say like, oh, I'm aligned with our National Mango Day because that's our favorite treat of the month, and then they give out special deals. It is something inoffensive. It is something very easy to associate some brands with. And I guess, you know, this might actually stem from just the overwhelming drive to sell, right? And given that your example earlier when you said that, oh, well, we're not sure whether or not it's corporations that started making holidays. If anything, it could be, and this is what some people believe, that this whole trend started from Mother's Day, right? They are inspired mm-hmm. by the consumerism, the commercialism, the amount of things you can sell because it is Mother's Day, that it inspired every other day, right? But aside from like that corporation angle, you also just have people using it to, you know, mark days where it's most memorable for them, right? If they had experienced some sort of emotional impact from an actor, if they experienced some sort of, and then they mark the actor's birthday or they mark the actor's day of passing, for example, or for human rights organizations, they wanted to raise awareness or raise funds for a certain social cause. They could do like, you know, it's National Cancer Week. This week, we're going to feature stories. We're going to feature just pieces, think pieces about the disease today and how it affects people's lives. So that goes on and on. And I think when it's used that way, it doesn't seem as manipulative, I guess.
Yeah, because in general, I don't know, people seem to like respond quite positively to it in to an extent. So if you have something like Earth Day, some people participate in it and switch off their lights. Or if you have like World Breast Cancer Awareness Day and they put the pink ribbon as a way to sort of like participate in the day.
Yeah.
And it's good for creating awareness, and that's what some international organizations are sort of getting into and promoting as well. And I've been trying to think some of the examples that relate specifically to Malaysia, mm-hmm. whether Malaysia has its own like made up national days, because certainly like public holidays need to be gazetted and all that, but these are invented days. So I'm thinking of things like KL Car Free Day. So that's a day where a morning that you can just walk around in KL, no cars, and you can have a good time with your family. Or even something like Hari Sukanegara, which is a day of like, you know, being active and doing sports, which is a good way to sort of encourage Malaysians to live a more active life. And I mean, those are some of the like positive ways of using made-up days. But I don't
and those
think...
And those that you mentioned are government initiatives.
Yes, exactly. Government initiatives. So I'm trying to think of like private initiatives, because I don't think Malaysia has like ridiculous days. Like no one's made like a national durian day, which I think needs to exist, but no one's made that up yet.
Well, if you have a holiday you'd like to celebrate, make one up and send that to us. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking to Matt Armitage from Culture Pop to just, you know, dive into this just a bit more. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:14, you're with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition, and we've been talking about fake public, but fake holidays in general. So those national, international days of celebration that are just made up, right? You know, you have the National Chocolate Day, National Avocado Day, National Just Because Day, because that is what it is apparently in the US, if I'm not mistaken. So you can let us know if you have any celebrations that aren't actually quite real that you like to take part of, or one that you like to invent. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to BFM's own Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. To start us off, what do you think about fake holidays like 11/11 and National Chocolate Day?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of ways to look at them. I mean, obviously, there's the shameless profiteering angle. But for the most part, I think they can either be quite useful when they're in the context of raising social awareness or consciousness, that kind of thing. And often, they're just fun and silly, like the Star Wars one, May the 4th. You know, they're just a way for people who are fans of something to express their support for something and have a bit of fun and share some experiences on that day.
So there are suggestions that companies create their own fake holidays. How do they go about this? Is there anything a company or a corporation should consider if they want to make a holiday of their own?
Well, I mean, I'm not really a great fan of companies creating their own holidays. Often you see industries creating a holiday to kind of push their products on the whole. And I think there may be something to be said for that. I think one of the examples was the National Ice Cream Day in the US, which was started by Ronald Reagan as a way of getting rid of huge stockpiles of dairy products that the US had at the time due to overproduction. So, you know, there can sometimes be this kind of social necessity or just this element of need that goes along with the day. But when it comes to individual companies creating holidays, I'm a little bit more wary because that then relates generally to a specific product from a specific company. And that to me just kind of smacks as kind of blatant profiteering.
And how do you think people generally respond to fake or invented holidays?
Well, again, I mean, it's one of these things that you can't force them on people. People have to see the value in them and to actually get behind them. That's why a lot of the more successful ones tend to be grassroots. They tend to be created by fans of something, whether it's a product or whether it's a movement or whatever it might be. So I think when a company or an organization tries to push it on the media, tries to push it on people, that probably comes across as a little bit flat. I think one of the big examples recently is National Avocado Day, and that was started by one small kind of fast food franchise in the US, but for some reason it captured people's imagination and it's become this much bigger thing that a lot of companies are part of, but that they don't control. And I think it's that control part that's the important part. It should be the people, the fans, who are the ones who are in control of that day.
And we also see NGOs creating days of their own to promote or raise funds for a social cause. How well do you think these work in comparison to the ones that corporations make?
Well, I think these are actually very important because it is a way to concentrate awareness around a single day. You do often see a spike in funding around these efforts, and it's a good way to focus the media's attention on a problem or a social issue as well. So I would say this is probably the most valuable component of the fake holiday. But again, it has to still capture the imagination of the public. So you might find that National Tiger Awareness Day captures everyone's attention, whereas Spiny-Backed Lizard Day doesn't capture so much of the attention. So that doesn't mean that anyone is more important or less important than the other, but there's still that element of it having to resonate with the greater public.
Now, we do see companies taking advantage of these efforts as part of their marketing efforts. Should we be wary of these fake holidays being used as marketing tools?
I mean, a company will look at any potential way to join in. Now, sometimes that would be in the shape of donating money or time or lending organizational help to social causes, for example. Or it might be in the case of National Ice Cream Day or National Avocado Day, they might then put a special on products that they have that relate to those days. I don't necessarily see a problem of them doing that. That is simply, part of the kind of consumer society, consumer culture that we live in, because ultimately, we can ignore those posts in our social feeds. We don't have to look at those ads. We don't have to go into those stores and take them up on those offers. So you might find that for the more kind of socially based days, it creates more noise around them that can lead to more awareness, and that can actually lead to more fundraising, or it can just lead to a larger amplification of the kind of environment set by that holiday. So yes, it is profiteering, but I don't see it necessarily as a negative thing.
One last question, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Are there any fake holidays that you like observing or celebrating yourself?
No, I'm absolutely rubbish with holidays. Everyone expects me to remember things like, May the 4th and that kind of thing. But by and large, I generally don't. They tend to pass me by. Where I do get sort of more energized or interested is in the kind of more socially focused days, because they have more kind of personal value to me. So especially in terms of animal and conservation issues, those would be the kind of holidays that I would be more aware of.
Matt, thank you so much for sharing that that perspective with us. That was Matt Armitage from Culture Pop talking to us about fake holidays. If there is one that you observe that you like participating in just for the fun of it, or one that you've made up on your own, you can let us know. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And Ayman, earlier to your point about Durian Day, there is one actually that's in existence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, it's Durian Day on the 7th of August. And I think it was introduced in Jerte. So this is just based off headlines. I'm not entirely sure if it's an actual thing or one that was invented just to sell durians.
Oh, missed it. Well, anyway, Durian Day is every day for me.
We also have this message here from Tinakaran that says, National Sugarless Month, with hopes of reducing sugar consumption and associated NCDs, or non-communicable diseases.
That's a great idea. I fully support it. Yeah, just because it has so many health negative aspects to consuming lots of sugar.
Yeah, and you know, another food suggestion, food related suggestion, 31st Jan is Nasi Lemak Day with a question mark. And it is, I think this year the Google Doodle did feature the Nasi Lemak as part of their, well, Nasi Lemak Day on the 31st of January.
You know what, these days I'm getting like a epiphany here. I think it can be used as like a way to sort of boost tourism in Malaysia, promote tourism. So I know a lot of days are sort of like created by the government, mm-hmm. but if there are like private-led efforts by companies in Malaysia to say, for example, National Theatre Day or National Museum Day, I think that can, I don't know, just create like a thing where people are like, oh yeah, let's go to the theatre, let's go see the museum.
Yeah, and that would make sense also, right? Because it is part of being able to push tourism. You do have days where you just use to market a certain thing. And if we do treat countries, and if we do view countries like, you know, and the range of products we have to offer, and that is, you know, the sites that we have available to be seen, the food that we have to offer, and whatever else, right, when it comes to tourism. So yeah, it's true. It can work in that way as well. This one's slightly sweet. Danny saying that, man, I only have one date, my wife's birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
And we have this from Lee that says, International Idler Day. Just declare it on any day you feel like idling.
Again, every day for me.
I want to say the millennial term, but it's like I'm dragging myself a bit. The millennial term for that is like a duvet day, where you can just kind of take the day off and, you know, recuperate after very stressful events.
I'm sure there'll be a popular day for everyone.
And we also have this one last message from Vasuki that says, National No Queue Cutting Day for Malaysian drivers to realise it's actually possible.
Or National Safe Driving Day.
Well, queue cutting specifically, that is a very sharp call to not queue cut, right? And I guess then besides that, I can imagine this applying to many other instances where if you're lining up for something, people still do tend to cut in line, unfortunately. Keep your suggestions coming. You know, if there's a fake holiday you'd like to celebrate or one that you would like to invent, just send that in. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we have some music, California Soul by Marlena Shaw. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:40. You're with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition. And speaking of beautiful festive moments, we are talking about fake holidays today, because you know that was just a piece on The Atlantic. The author basically investigated the hoo-ha surrounding the whole idea of invented holidays. And we've been asking for your ideas as to the kind of holidays the kind of fake holidays you like to celebrate, the kinds that you've made up for yourself. And you can text us at 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have this one here from Peng Chuan that says, No Double Park Day. And that, you know what? That will apply in so many places that I think traffic will be extremely smooth just for that one day.
I'm not sure. Judging by the way people park in KL, I don't think a lot of people can abide by that, by the rules under that day.
And we also have this here that says International You Day. It's a song, but it's something. And I kind of see that as a day to just celebrate yourself, to just treat yourself once in a while. Yeah. It is not a very, it's not looking like a very bright economy if you would believe the words of Keith Kam.
Yeah, so just be you, beautiful.
And we also have this here from Michael that says free toll week. And that's something that the government has tried. And, you know, has the government tried that? No, they've tried removing some tolls. They've also, at some point, I am mistaking it with the no GST period when we're transitioning between GST and SST. So you can keep those thoughts coming. 018-789-8899 is the number to WhatsApp. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio and call 7733-2900. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.